It's the last Sunday of the church calendar year. Next Sunday, we begin the new year with the start of Advent. This last Sunday of the church year has a long and somewhat blustery title: The Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. As a child that grew up in the 80s, it's hard for me to hear the title of this Sunday and take it seriously. When I hear King of the Universe, my mind goes back to cartoons and action figures. It goes back to He-Man, the masters of the universe. I can't help but picture giant swords, bad animation, and a character called Skeletor. Some of you might know these references, some of you are oblivious to them. But I think beyond that, I think as Americans, this feast day is really hard for us to wrap our head around. King of the Universe. As Americans, we pride ourselves on the fact that our ancestors fled kings in Europe and ultimately rebelled against the King of England. We might be fascinated by kings, but we certainly don't want to be governed by one. All of this makes it very hard to really see Jesus as King of our life because of a rebellious and anti-authoritarian nature. It seems ironic, then, that we celebrate the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe, as the last Sunday before we move into the season of Advent. In Advent, we are, of course, preparing for Christmas. I think if we just spend a little bit of time reflecting on that, then perhaps it can help us as we celebrate Advent and today. Christmas has us welcoming Christ into our world. The season of Advent is a season of preparation. Like Lent, we should change our life to prepare ourselves for the coming festival. Lent, of course, prepares us for the final suffering, death, and glorious resurrection of our Lord. When we seem to understand how to do Lent, but how do we do Advent? I think the best way to think of it is in terms of what we actually celebrate. We celebrate the birth of a child on Christmas. So that's how our minds should think about Advent. The character of Advent is one that has at its heart the coming birth of a child. All of us have some experience with this. Some of us are parents, some of us are not, but all of us can think back on the birth of a brother or a sister or a cousin. All of us have heard stories about our own birth. All of us have seen family and friends prepare for the coming of a new child. That's Advent. We should be preparing our life for Christmas like we do when we're expecting a newborn child to come into our life. Preparing for a child is hard to pin down. Each of us will do it slightly different, but there seems to be some common themes. First is all the stuff that families get for the child. We see families painting rooms and buying things to put in that room. People throwing baby showers to help those soon to be parents. We certainly have that present in December. All the buying and preparing we do for Christmas Day can overwhelm us. But as we buy those items and decorate our homes, we need to keep in mind what we're preparing for. The magic of those gifts will fade away, and the Christmas decorations will eventually come down. But we do all that to celebrate Christmas. But after we celebrate Christmas, the real work of faith begins. Just like after the birth of the child, the work continues. It will be exhausting, and so it should come as no surprise that the same is true with faith. We have moments throughout the year that we celebrate, that it's easy to have faith, but those moments will fade. If we do not have the same love and care for our faith as we do for our newborn child, then we can expect that our faith will start to fade, maybe even die. The other theme that seems to always go with the birth of the child is all the thinking, the hopes, the dreams, the uncertainty, the fear. This should be a theme for us spiritually as we prepare for the coming of our Lord on Christmas. Advent seems to be a time when we have some silent nights, or maybe just some silent moments, so that we can pray and prepare. So that we can bring all of our hopes and dreams and fears to the Lord for ourselves and for others. Advent is given to us to pray and prepare. The Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, is indeed a king, but his power is more like that of a baby than that of an earthly king. Just like a baby demands respect of the parents, the time of the parents, and all the attention of the parents, our Lord should as well. We think nothing of waking up in the middle of the night to feed a baby. We think nothing of getting our hands dirty as we change their diapers. We think nothing of putting the baby before our own needs. We think nothing because it's a baby, because we love it, because we know that our baby is our flesh and blood, and we know that that baby depends upon our life for its life. Faith is no different. Faith will die if we don't baby it. That's how Jesus can be our king, if we treat our relationship with him like we would if it's a newborn baby.